Section 11. Optional Content. This section contains supplementary information that may be useful when learning how to ride a motorcycle. Refer to your motorcycle owner's manual for additional information. Motorcycle controls. It is important to read your motorcycle owner's manual to learn where your motorcycle controls are and how to operate them. You should be able to operate them while riding without having to look for them. Primary controls. There are 6 primary controls needed to make the motorcycle move and stop. You will need both hands and both feet to operate these controls. Handlebars. The handlebars are used to initiate and control motorcycle lean, which turns the motorcycle. Throttle. Is the right hand grip and is operated by rolling the hand grip toward you to increase speed and away from you to decrease speed. When released, the throttle snaps back to an idle position. To use the throttle safely and comfortably, keep 4 fingers around the throttle, hand grip, and the wrist in a flat position. Clutch lever. Located in front of the left hand grip. To operate, squeeze the clutch lever in toward the left hand grip, disconnecting power from the rear wheel. To re-engage power, slowly release the clutch lever while gently applying throttle. Gear shift lever. Is usually located on the left side of the motorcycle in front of the footrest and is operated by the left foot. To shift to a higher gear, upshift, squeeze the clutch lever and then lift the gear shift lever. To shift to a lower gear, downshift, squeeze the clutch lever and then press the gear shift lever. Motorcycle transmissions shift only 1 gear per each lift or press. The shift lever must be released before you can shift again. A typical shift pattern is 1N 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, neutral, N, is a half shift up from first or a half shift down from second. A full upshift or downshift will bypass neutral. An instrument light indicates when the transmission is in neutral. Front brake lever. Located in front of the right hand grip and controls the brakes on the front wheel. To operate, squeeze the front brake lever smoothly and progressively. Rear brake pedal. Located in front of the right footrest and controls braking on the rear wheel. To operate, press down on the rear brake pedal with your right foot. Other controls and equipment. Along with the 6 primary controls, there are a few other controls on most motorcycles that are important to know and locate. The location and operation of some of these controls vary from model to model. Refer to your motorcycle owner's manual. Engine cutoff switch, located on the right hand grip and operated by the right thumb. It allows you to shut off the engine without removing your hands from the controls. Fuel supply valve. Controls fuel supply to the engine. To run, turn from off to on. Also may include reserve and prime positions. It may not be present on some motorcycles. Ignition switch. Usually located near the instrument cluster, on the gas tank or under the tank and activated with a key. Positions include on, off, lock and park. The lock position allows the key to be removed and engages a steering lock mechanism. Park activates the taillight for increased visibility if you park alongside a roadway at night. Choke. If equipped, frequently located near the left hand grip, the instrument cluster or the carburetor. It is important that you consult your owner's manual for more information. The choke provides an enriched fuel mixture to assist in cold engine starts. Turn to off position when engine is warmed. Turn signal switch. Usually located on the hand grip and operated by the thumb. Most models do not self-cancel. Check your owner's manual. High, low beam headlight, located on the left hand grip. On most motorcycles, the headlight activates when the ignition is on. Horn, located on the left hand grip. Operate by pressing with your thumb. Starter, located on the right hand grip. Operate by pressing with your thumb. Speedometer, indicates motorcycle road speed. An odometer shows miles ridden, and a resettable trip meter can be used to show trip miles or miles since the last gas stop. Tachometer, if equipped, it indicates motorcycle engine speed in revolutions per minute, RPM. Never exceed red line RPM. Indicator lights, located in the instrument cluster. Includes neutral, turn signals, oil pressure, high beam, side stand down and possibly others. Mirrors. Located on the left and right sides of the motorcycle. Most mirrors are convex. Convex mirrors provide a wider view than flat mirrors but make vehicles seem further away than they really are. Adjust them so your shoulder and upper arm are partially visible. This gives you the maximum view to the rear and the side. Side and center stands, supports the motorcycle when parked. Not all models have center stands. Most stands have return springs that snap up and hold them in place. Always raise the stand before riding. Pre-ride check. If something's wrong with the motorcycle, you'll want to find out about it before you get in traffic. Make a complete check of your motorcycle before every ride. Before mounting the motorcycle, make the following checks. Tires, wheels, keep tires in good condition. Tire pressure. Check the tire pressure using a gauge. A tire may be underinflated without a noticeable change in appearance. Motorcycles do not handle properly if the inflation pressure is too low or too high. Check the owner's manual for the right amount. Tire tread. Check the tread of the tires. Worn or uneven tread can make the motorcycle hard to handle, particularly on wet pavement. Rims, spokes. Check for bent, loose or damaged rims and spokes. Damage to tires. Check for cuts or objects stuck in the tread. Also, check the sidewalls for cracks. A blowout on a motorcycle can be extremely dangerous. Fluids, oil and fluid levels. At a minimum, check hydraulic fluids and coolants weekly. Look under the motorcycle for signs of an oil or gas leak. Running out of gas is inconvenient. It can also be dangerous as it makes leaving the road difficult. Lack of oil can damage your engine. Headlights and taillight, check them both. Test your switch to make sure both high and low beams are working. Turn signals. Turn on both right and left turn signals. Make sure all lights are working properly. Brake light. Try both brake controls, and make sure each one turns on the brake light. Controls. Levers, cables, throttle. Check the condition, operation and routing. Check the cables for kinks or broken strands. If a cable breaks while riding, the motorcycle could become difficult to control and a crash could result. Chain. Make sure the drive chain is properly adjusted and lubricated. Check the motorcycle owner's manual for information regarding chain adjustment. Once you have mounted the motorcycle, complete the following checks before starting out. Clutch and throttle. Make sure they operate smoothly. The throttle should snap back when released. The clutch should feel tight and smooth. Mirrors. Clean and adjust both mirrors before riding. It is difficult and dangerous to adjust a mirror while riding. Position both mirrors far enough outward to show about half the lane behind and as much as possible of the lane to the side. When properly adjusted, a mirror may show the edge of your arm or shoulder, but it's the road behind and to the side that's most important. Brakes. Try the front and rear brake controls, one at a time. Make sure each one feels firm, not spongy, and holds the motorcycle when the brake is fully applied. Check the brake fluid levels. Roll the motorcycle a little and make sure the brakes stop the motorcycle. After starting to ride, slightly apply the brakes and make sure the motorcycle slows. It is important to check the brakes because you must be able to slow down and stop the motorcycle. Horn. Try the horn. Make sure it works. Fuel supply valve, if equipped. Make sure the valve is on, open. Your motorcycle may start with fuel still in the lines, but it will stall once the lines are empty. Parking at curbs. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note: some cities have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed by another vehicle is not much different than with a car. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see you, and that you see potential hazards. 1. Passing. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car you are passing and provide space to avoid hazards in your lane. Ride through the blind spot as safely and quickly as possible. signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel signal. 2. Being passed. When you are being passed, ride in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to the passing vehicle could put you in a hazardous situation. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Hand signals. You should also be familiar with hand signals, as shown in the figure, and be able to use them if the motorcycle's turn signals are not working correctly. Carrying loads. Most motorcycles are not designed to carry much cargo. Small loads can be carried safely if positioned and fastened properly. Keep the load low, secure loads low to the seat and not against rear seat frames. Fasten loads securely, or put them in saddlebags. Piling loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat changes the motorcycle's center of gravity and disturbs its balance. Keep the load forward. Place the load over, or in front of, the rear axle. Tank bags keep loads forward, but use caution when loading hard or sharp objects. Make sure the tank bag does not interfere with handlebars or controls. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly. Load saddlebags with about the same weight on each side. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to pull to one side. Overloading may also cause the bags to catch in the wheel or chain, locking the rear wheel and prompting the cycle to skid. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, bungee cords or nets. Elastic cords with more than one attachment point per side are more secure. A tight load won't catch in the wheel or chain, causing it to lock up and skid. Rope tends to stretch and knots come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall. Check the load. Stop and check the load every so often to make sure it has not worked loose or moved. Motorcycle skills test. The test consists of several exercises designed to measure your ability to perform basic vehicle controls and hazard response skills. Most of the exercise involves speed of approximately 15 meters, p.h. You will be scored on time and distance standards as well as path and foot violations. The test may be ended for point accumulation, falling or dropping the motorcycle, committing an unsafe act, or failure to follow directions. The following diagrams illustrate the maneuvers you will be asked to perform. Sharp turns and U-turns to the left. You will be asked to accelerate straight ahead and make a left sharp turn, staying inside the boundaries marked by the yellow L lines. You must not put a foot down or cross the lines. Once you have completed the sharp turn, continue around to the far side of the course and ride back toward the start of the course. Then, you will make a left U-turn, staying inside the boundaries marked by the yellow solid lines or yellow dashed entry line and solid exit line. You must not put a foot down or cross the lines. Stop in a straight line after completing the U-turn and wait for further directions. You will lose points for putting your foot down or path violations. Sharp turns and U-turns to the right. You will be asked to accelerate straight ahead and make a right sharp turn, staying inside the boundaries marked by the yellow L lines. Do not put a foot down or cross the lines. Once you have complete the sharp turn, continue around to the far side of the course and ride back toward the start of the course. Then you will make a right U-turn, staying inside the boundaries marked by the yellow solid lines or yellow solid entry line and dashed exit line. Do not put a foot down or cross the lines. Stop in a straight line after completing the U-turn and wait for further directions. You will lose points for putting your foot down or path violations. Cove weave, regular stop. You will ride to the right of the first cone, to the left of the second, and so on. Weave past all five cones without touching or skipping a cone, or putting your foot down. After rounding the last cone, continue around to the far side of the course. Ride down the perimeter toward the start of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside that white box. Once stopped in the box, your front tire cannot be touching any painted lines. You will lose points for hitting or skipping a cone, putting a foot down, or stopping before, after, or with your front tire touching the box. Sudden stops. You will accelerate straight toward the braking area. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 20 miles per hour by the time you reach the first red line. Maintain a steady speed from the first red line until you reach the second red line. When your front tire passes the second red line, stop as quickly and as you safely can. Remain stopped until instructed to move. You will not be assessed points for skidding. You will lose points for failing to stop in a specified distance, failing to use both brakes or failing to obtain proper speed or anticipate the stop. Cornering. You will ride through the multiple curves marked by the white lines at a speed between 10 to 15 miles per hour. You must stay within the boundaries marked by the curved white lines while slightly accelerating through the curve. After exiting the curved lines, you may slow down and then turn in either direction to return to the end of the course. You will lose points for path violations, decelerating or failing to obtain the proper speed. Obstacle avoidance. You will accelerate toward the path marked by the red lines. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first red line. Maintain a steady speed from the first red line until you reach the second red line. When your front tire passes the second red line, swerve to avoid the obstacle box marked by the yellow lines. Avoid crossing the yellow obstacle box while staying inside of the yellow sideline. Once past the sideline, stop and wait for further instructions. You will lose points for hitting obstacle box or sideline, failure to obtain proper speed or braking during the swerve. Motorcycle with sidecar skills test. Safely operating a motorcycle with a sidecar depends largely on your knowledge and skills. The skills for a motorcycle with sidecar operation require a lot of practice. If you have just learned to handle a motorcycle with a sidecar and have very little riding experience, the most important part of learning to ride is still ahead. Before you go out on the street with other traffic, there are certain basic skills needed for your safety. To make sure you have the basic skills to ride, you will be given a riding test. When you report for your test, it is recommended that you have protective clothing that covers your body, gloves, boots, long sturdy trousers, long sleeve shirt or jacket. An approved helmet and eye protection are required for operators under the age of 21. During the on-cycle test, you will be graded on how safely you handle your motorcycle with sidecar. For example, you may be tested on selecting safe speeds while going straight and turning, picking the correct path and staying there, making normal and quick stop, making normal and quick turns. The examiner will score you on factor S related to safety, such as distance, did you stop in the space allowed? Time, did you turn fast enough to handle the situation? Position, did you keep the cycle in the proper path? The test will end immediately if you commit an unsafe act, disregard or fail to understand instructions. Generally, you will be evaluated on your ability to control the cycle, speed maneuverability, left turns, right turns, quick stops, straight line riding, posture, use of clutch, brakes and overall attention that can be observed and scored. You can stop the test anytime you desire. You should not attempt an exercise that you do not feel you can perform. If an exercise is too difficult for you, or you cannot safely follow instructions, tell the examiner. You will be allowed to come back another day after you have taken more time to practice. If your motorcycle with sidecar is wider than 6 feet, let the examiner know before beginning the skills test. The examiner may need to make additional modifications to the skills test pad. Vehicle placement, cone weave and turn. Ride to the left of the first cone, to the right of the second cone and so on. Weave past all three cones without hitting or skipping a cone. Your inside wheel must stay between the cone and curved line, not hitting or skipping any of them. After rounding the last one, make a left-hand turn through the curve marked by the lines at approximately 10 mph. You must stay between the lines of the curve. Points will be assessed for stalling the engine, hitting or skipping a cone, riding too slowly, path violation, inside tire more than 4 feet from weave cone or any tire outside the curve boundary, cornering and normal stop, ride toward the left of the curve quickly accelerating, brake prior to making a right-hand turn through the curve at approximately 10 mph. You must stay between the lines and the curve. After completing the turn, ride to the end of the course and make a smooth stop without skidding the tires and with your front tire inside the box. Your front tire must not touch the painted lines. You will be timed from the time you start moving forward until you are stopped near the box. Points will be assessed for stalling the engine, skidding tires, stopping before, after, or with your front tire touching the box, riding too slowly, quick stop. Position your vehicle with your front tire on the tee at the end of the course. On signal, accelerate straight up the path and shift into second gear. Stabilize your speed between 15 and 20 mph by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passed the second line, stop as quickly as you safely can while downshifting to the first gear. Remain stopped. Points will be assessed for stalling the engine, failure to stop in specified distance, failure to use both brakes, failure to obtain proper speed, obstacle avoidance, swerve. Position your vehicle with the front tire on the line or tee at the other end of the course. On signal, accelerate straight up this path. Stabilize your speed between 12 and 18 mph by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. After your front tire passes the second line, swerve to the right. Avoid the obstacle line and stay inside the boundary line. Do not touch either line. Once you have passed the lines marking the box, stop and wait for further instructions. Points will be assessed for stalling the engine, tires crossing the lines, improper speed.